We're picking up five lines from the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara said we had just talked about the bracha that you make when a person would make the Al Ha'etz. So now the Gemara says, the Gemara continues, and it says, so that was if you're making Al Ha'etz, if you're eating fruits, and you'd make this bracha that we just said, which again is very similar to the language that we've had for, very similar to what we have now. It's a very close language. So Gemara asks, the Gemara says, the Chameshes Haminim and Rav Dimi was saying that if someone's eating grains, what's the bracha you make? So you make, we're familiar with, Al Amichya Ve'al Kalkala, Al Tenuvas Asada, Ve'chosim Al Aretz Al Amichya, and you finish with Al Aretz Al Amichya. So first of all, last night when we did it, the Gemara did not answer what do we finish when you finish eating fruits. It didn't say what the bracha is when you finish eating fruits. So the Gemara asks now. So mechtam b'mayi chasim. What is the ending that you make when you're making the al haperos? What is the ending of that bracha? So Gemara says kiyasa Rav Dimi amar. Rav Chasim Rosh Chodesh Baruch Mekadosh Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim. So first he started by saying a statement that said that on Rosh Chodesh, when they were davening Musaf, he would say Baruch Mekadosh Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim. So why is it like, what's the chiddush that he said that? Because normally the rule is that when you're making a bracha, you only have one theme in the bracha. You only have one concluding theme. You don't have separate subject matter. So it says that on Rosh Chodesh, he would say Mekadosh Yisrael of Rosh Chodeshim, which would seemingly not have anything in common, but he would combine those two things together. So, and the answer is because what does it mean? Because Yisrael is Mekadosh. The Bnei Yisrael are the ones that are Mekadosh when Rosh Chodesh starts. So therefore, we're combined. So he was asking. So Hachamai, what's the halach over here when it comes to making a ala peros? What is the ending of that bracha? So Rav Chizda Amar al haaretz val peroseha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar al haaretz val peros. So Rav Chizda said they both say that you say the same thing. You're thanking Hashem for the land, meaning for Eretz Yisrael, and for the fruits. The only question is, are you thanking Hashem for the fruits, or are you thanking Hashem for its fruits? Meaning, are you speaking about? Are you thanking Hashem because you're in Eretz Yisrael and you're thanking Him for the fruits that you're eating, or are you outside of Eretz Yisrael and you're thanking Him for the fruits, which is the opposite way. Its fruits is if you're outside of Eretz Yisrael. So you're thanking Hashem for Eretz Yisrael and its fruits. And if you're in Eretz Yisrael, they would say for the land and for the fruit. So Gemara says, So Amram, Velo Pligin, they don't argue about what the ending is. If you say Al Ha'aretz Al Peiros, or if you say Al Ha'aretz Al Peiros Seha, they don't argue on that. Halan V'Halahu, it depends. If you are, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, so then he says that you say for the fruits. And if you're in Chutz La'aretz, then you say for its fruits. So Gemara asks, Maskevlar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he said he had a question on that. Inu Achli V'Ana Mevarchinan, they're eating the fruits in Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to thank Hashem for the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. It should be the opposite. So Gemara says, Ela Epech, you're right, you should switch it around. Rav Chizda Amar Al-Aretz Al-Aperos, Rav Chizda, who was in Bavel, said that you thank Hashem for the Eretz and for the fruit. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar Al-Aretz Al-Aperos, who was in Eretz Yisrael, he said that you thank Hashem for the land and for its fruits, meaning that you're right there. So that's what that is. Okay, now the Gemara is going to discuss the bracha Bari Nefashos, and it's going to go into, we had always said that when we learned the Gemara earlier, we had said that when the Gemara says that la'achareha v'lo klum, that you don't make any bracha at all, we had always said it means that you'd still make a Bari Nefashos. Okay, now there's actually going to be a Tana here who's going to say that you do not make, that there are going to be times where he says you don't make any bracha at all. There's going to be machlokas, certain foods, that you're not going to make any Bari Nefashos at all when you finish eating the food. You're just going to make a bracha rishona, you will make a bracha achrona. So, we're on the top of Mem Dalad Amud Beis. Amarav Yitzchak Bar Avidimi Mishum Rabbeinu Al Habeya V'Amine Kufra. If someone's eating eggs or he's eating meat, B'tchilam Avarech Shahakal B'Sof Bari Nefashos. So for eggs and meat, for meat and eggs, you make a Bari Nefashos. Aval Yirak Alo, but Rav Yitzchak Bar Avidimi holds that if you're eating vegetables, you do not make a Bari Nefashos afterwards, meaning you just make the bracha rishona, you do not make a bracha achrona. Rav Yitzchak Amar, he argues, and he says, afilu yarka, that even if you're eating vegetables, you would make a Bari Nefashos. However, he said, avomaya lo, but for water, you would not make a bracha. And again, the thinking there is that he says that for any foods that you're eating, you'd make a Bari Nefashos, but if you're drinking something, maybe drinking doesn't fall under the parameters that you'd have to make a bracha achrona. Rav Papa Amar afilu maya, that if someone's drinking, Rav Papa holds that even if someone's just drinking water, you would make a Bari Nefashos when you finish drinking it. So, The Gemara says, Marzutra avik Rav Yitzchak bar Avidimi. Marzutra held like Rav Yitzchak bar Avidimi that you did not make a bracha if you're eating vegetables. And Rav Simi bar Yashi avik Rav Yitzchak, and Rav Simi bar Ashi held like Rav Yitzchak that said that for vegetables you would make a bar in the fashos also. The Simanach chad kitrei utrei kechad. And the way that you're going to remember who said what is because you're going to say that one said like the two and two said like the one. What does that mean? It means that Marzutra, who had one name, held like Rav Yitzchak bar Avidimi, which we said Rav Yitzchak and the son of Avidimi, and Rav Simi bar Ashi, who had two names, he held like Rav Yitzchak, who just says Rav Yitzchak, doesn't say it, so it's one name. So in case you ever wanted to remember that, that's a good mnemonic you could take home with you, and you'll remember that for the rest of your life. Okay, the Gemara says now, Tanan. So right now we were taking the position that, again, either you make brine fashos when you eat meat and eggs, some, but you don't do on vegetables. Some say that you do even on vegetables, and some say that you even do on water. So Gemara asks now, Tanah, we learned in the Mishnah, Kol shetom bracha la'achrov, tom bracha lefanov. Anything that you make a bracha before it, you make a bracha after it. V'yesh shetom bracha lefanov, v'ein tom bracha la'achrov. And there are some things that you make a bracha before it, but you do not make a bracha after it. So that's the Mishnah. So Gemara asks now, Bishlam l'Rav Yitzchak bar Avidimi lafuki yarka. So according to Rav Yitzchak bar Avidimi, this Mishnah makes sense, because what is the thing that you don't make a bracha afterwards? You don't make a bracha on vegetables. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about, that there are certain things that you have beforehand you would make a bracha, and afterwards you don't make a bracha. And going further, and the Rav Yitzchak lafuki maya, and according to Rav Yitzchak, who says that you do make a bari nefashos on vegetables, so what is the Mishnah referring to? It's referring to water, because Rabbi Yitzchak called that you do not make a brine nefashos on water. But the Gemara asks, El Rav Papa lafuke mai, but according to Rav Papa, who said that you even make a bracha when you're drinking water, so then what's this Mishnah referring to when it says that you don't make a that you don't have to make a bracha, that there's some things that you make a bracha beforehand, but you don't make a bracha afterwards? We've covered them all. You're making a bracha on everything. So the Gemara answers, lafuke mitzvos. He says that what is the Mishnah talking about? There are certain things you make a bracha beforehand, but you don't make a bracha afterwards. It's referring to when someone does a mitzvah, that you make a bracha beforehand, but you don't find that you make a bracha when you finish doing a mitzvah. Like, for example, you shake lulav, okay? You don't make a bracha when you finish when you finish shaking the lulav. So that's what we're talking about. It's saying that that's what the Mishnah is referring to, that there are certain things that when you're finished, that you make the bracha beforehand is a mitzvah, and when you're done with it, you don't make a bracha. So Gemara asks, to the people who lived in Eretz Yisrael, the Baal Shem Masalchi Tefilahu, when they were taking off their tefillin, they would make a bracha who commanded us to watch his chukim. So you see that they would make a bracha. Well, we'll explain that in a second, why they did. But so you see that they did make a bracha when they were finished doing a mitzvah. They would take off their tefillin, and they would make this bracha. So lafuke mai, so what's it coming to exclude? When the Mishnah said that there are certain things that you make a bracha before, but not after, what's it coming to exclude? So my answer is lafuke rechani, that if someone makes a bracha on reyach, if he smells something, everyone agrees that you don't make a bracha afterwards. So therefore, that's what that Mishnah is referring to when it said that certain things that you make a bracha before, but not afterwards, is referring to reyach. Now, and when the Gemara says that there were the people that lived in Eretz Yisrael, that they would make a bracha when they were taking off their tefillin, the reason why is because, again, we put on tefillin now, we put it on in the morning, and we take it off when Shacharis is over, and then we go doing our day. But back then, they used to wear their tefillin all day long. Okay, and they would just take it off, if they had to go to the bathroom or whatever it was, but they would wear their tefillin all day long. But the halacha is that you don't wear tefillin at night. So when it was coming to nightfall, they would take their tefillin off, and they would make a bracha to show Hashem that the reason why we're taking off our tefillin is not because we want to, like, cast off the tefillin that we've been wearing all day, but they're saying, because Asher Kedishanu Tzav Vitzivanu Lishmar Chukav, we're watching your chukim, the things that you commanded us to do, we're not supposed to wear tefillin at night, so they would make the bracha. That's why they were making a bracha when they would take their tefillin off. Okay, so the Gemara is now discussing. So because the Gemara said earlier that it was talking about that for eggs and for meat, they make a brine nefashos. So now the Gemara is going to go into the fine protein qualities that you have if you're eating eggs. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yanai, Amar Rebbe, Beitza kolshu kebeitza, anything that is the size of an egg, beitza tovi menu, then the egg is better than it. Meaning, if you have any food substance that is the same size as an egg, you will get more benefit from eating an egg than you would any other food. So Gemara says, Kiyasa Ravin, Amman Ravin came, he said, Tava Beyasa Megulgalta Mishisa Kaisi Sulta, that a egg that's slightly roasted is better than six of these rolls that were made out of fine flour, but a slightly roasted egg has more benefit than this other item. And again, which is a much greater volume. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came, he said, Tava Beyasa Megulgalta Mishisa, that if you have a lightly roasted egg, it's better than six of these things that have fine flours. Again, it's a tremendous amount, but it's not as much benefit as if you were eating the egg itself. And if you have a fully roasted egg, then that's better than if you have four of these items that were made from a very fine flour. And if you have a boiled egg, and if you have a fully boiled egg, then you are better off eating an egg against any other food product, except if you have meat. If you have meat, then you're better off eating the meat than you are eating the egg, which I would have told you that also, just from, you know, I prefer meat. But that's the bottom line, is that apparently egg has these very fine protein qualities. So again, depending on on how far along it's cooked, then that's going to depend on what the benefit is compared to other food groups. Okay, next part of the Mishnah said, Rabbi Kiva Omer, afilu achal shalak, that even if you ate vegetables, you would bench afterwards. So the Gemara says, u'mi'ika midi to have a shalak mzoni. You only bench if you v'chalta v'savata uvirachta. You have to be satiated. So we find that vegetables have this quality that they're able to satiate you to the point that you'd be able to bench. So the Gemara answers, Amar Ravashi, the kelach shakarav shanu. They're talking about that they would have cabbage, and apparently cabbage was eaten. It had this muzz on it. It had this quality of sustaining you, and therefore you would bench on it. Now we're going to talk a little bit about the benefits of cabbage. Tana rabbanan tchol yafel lishinayim v'kashu livnei mayim. If you're eating a certain type of meat, it's good for the teeth, but it's bad for your digestive system. Kreishin kashin lishinayim v'yafel livnei mayim. If you're eating leeks, they're bad for the teeth, but they're good for the intestines. Kol yarek chai morik, and if you have any raw vegetable that you're eating, then it's going to make your face, it's going to make your appearance look very pale. And v'chol katamaktin, and anything that is small, anything that is not fully grown, and you were eating it, then it's going to stunt your growth. V'chol neshev meshev esanefesh, and anything that is if you'd eat something that is whole. That when it was alive, it was, even if it was small, but it was whole, and you eat it, then that's gonna give you real life. That's gonna give you chias. V'chal karuv, and again, this is what we're talking about now. What we were talking about, v'chal karuv nefesh. I'm sorry, not yet. V'chal karuv nefesh, meshiv es nefesh. Anything that is close to the place where life is going to bring life. Meaning that if someone eats, and we're gonna see the Gemara is gonna talk about, if you eat a piece of meat that was close to the place from the makom shchita where they would shech the cow, which is close to where the heart was, it's closer to the heart, so that's considered to be a healthier part that you should be eating it. And again, for what we were referring to, kruv l'mazon, a person should eat cabbage because it's going to be good for sustaining you. Utrad in l'refuah, and a person should eat beets because it's good for refuah. Oilo l'baya shehalefes overas besocho. And woe to the house that has turnips in it. Meaning if someone, and when it's referring to house, it's referring to his stomach. So woe to the person who's eating turnips. So Gemara says, Amar, Tchol yafel lishinayim v'kashu livnei mayim. We said that this type of meat is good for the teeth and it's bad for the intestines. So therefore, but if you want to eat it, you want to benefit your teeth and you don't want to mess up your digestive system, what are you supposed to do? So my takante, so what are you supposed to do? The Gemara says, Nelase v'nishdayi, you should chew it and then spit it out. So that way your teeth will get the benefit of the cleaning and it's not going to mess up your digestive system. The next part of that brisa said, "Creation kashin l'shinayim v'yafin l'vnei mayim." We said that leeks are bad for the teeth, but they're good for the kishkas, for the intestines. So my tekante. So how are you supposed to, if you don't want to mess up your teeth, but you want to get the benefits of your digestive system, how are you supposed to eat the leeks? So Gemara says, "L'shkalinhu v'nivlinhu," that you should cook them until they become like almost liquidy, and then you should eat it. So that way you're not really chewing them. You're just going to be drinking it, and then it's going to go into your digestive system, and you'll get the benefits that the leeks have from drinking it. Then the Gemara says, the Bryce said, the next part was, Kal yara kai morik, that any part of, if you eat raw vegetables, then it's going to make your face, it's going to make you appear very white. We're talking about that the first meal that after someone would again, they used to drain blood back in those days. That was it was healthy. They had diseases, so they would bloodlet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Oh, sure. Okay. You sound like you do that all the time, Anna.
With leeches.
Okay. Well, apparently, if you do, next time you're putting leeches on your arm to bloodlet, you should make sure not to eat vegetables as the first meal after you do that, because if you do that, that's going to weaken you. Anyone who eats vegetables before 4 hours into the day, you're not allowed to speak to him. My time, and what's the reason? Mishum recha, because it causes bad breath. And then the person should not eat raw vegetables before the first 4 hours of the day. And then we're just going to say a short story that's going to bring this point home. Amemar, Umar Zutrav, Rav Ashi, Hav Yasu, the three of them were sitting together. Aisu Kamayu Yerek Chai Kodem Arba Shel. So they brought them raw vegetables within the first 4 hours of the day. Amemar Rav Ashi Achal. So Amemar and Rav Ashi ate the raw vegetables. Umar Zutra lo Achal, he did not eat. So Amulei, so they said to Mar Zutra, my dietich, what's the reason that you're not eating? Dam Rab Yitzchak, kala ochal kodem yerek arba shos, ashl sapi menu mishum recha. Is it because of the bad odor that Rab Yitzchak had said that if you eat these vegetables, it's going to cause bad breath? But we're the ones that have been eating vegetables, the kamishtayim bahadan, and you're still speaking with us. So why are you speaking with us? Which says that you see that you don't seem to hold to this problem. So he said to them, Anan ke'idach to Rabbi Yitzchak Shrili. I hold like the other thing that we had just said before, that Rabbi Yitzchak said, which is what? Rabbi Yitzchak, Ashla Adam Shiocha Yerek Chai Kodem Arba Shel. So you can't eat a raw vegetable within the first 4 hours of the day. So even though you ate it, right, for and it's causing the bad breath issue, that's not why I'm not eating it. I'm not eating it because Rabbi Yitzchak said that you can eat raw vegetables in the first 4 hours of the day. Okay, we will stop here.